Time now in our pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers. Tom, after the first period on Friday, we had Austin Jopie on, and he gave a quote that I thought was interesting. He goes, "We're getting beat by one pass way too often tonight." Is that getting beat by the guy who's responsible for making the pass, or the guy that's responsible for guarding the guy that's receiving the pass?
That's a good question. I mean, obviously, every situation is different, Schulze. So, obviously, a pretty good statement by Austin. But, again, I'd have to peel back the onion a little more to say, if it's away from the puck or at the puck.
It's just long and short of a way of saying you got to defend in all three levels of the rink, correct?
100%. And we were a day late and a dollar short. And it starts in the offensive zone. If we're slow in the offensive zone, that means we're back checking and we're defending.
Maybe it just seemed like it made it worse, but to score that early just seemed to put you on your heels right from the get-go. It's hard to dig out of that, isn't it? Less than a minute in.
No, I don't know if it's hard. If you hit the next one, then it's not a big deal. I guess that's how you got to look at it. But I even told the guys I didn't mind that goal. I mean, the bottom line is we had a bad break. He gets blocked, then it hops over. It was like a super ball, and it hops over Will Magnuson's stick. Then they play. They get a two-on-one, and, you know, Mietten is left-handed. I thought Lufti did a great job playing the two-on-one, and he took the weak side, and, you know, it was Mietten against Scholl, and he made a heck of a shot on Schulze, and you got to tip your hat sometimes. But, again, I'd still take that situation. And, again, I think 8 out of 10, we're going to win that situation. But those 2 out of 10, 1 out of 10 and 2 out of 10, you know, they obviously made the shot. But, no, you don't want to go down early like that. But, again, just now you got to respond. We never responded.
You do have to give him credit. That was a whale of a shot. I mean, that's a goal scorer's shot, isn't it?
Well, it is, and that's, you know, it is. He went under the bar. You know, Schulze's undersized goalie, and he went under the bar on him right there. And, you know, and everything worked out for Mietten and St. Cloud in that particular play.
You mentioned undersized goalie. It seems to me that there has been an increase in really, really big goalies. I mean, Bassey's 6'6 or 6'7, something like that. I forget who it was. I saw a 6'8, 240-pound college goalie. What is the deal with all these really, really big guys that are still that athletic that can play that position?
Well, some aren't as athletic, but the bottom line is if they kind of just, you know, sometimes, you know, don't overmove. That's a lot of it. A lot of them aren't that athletic, but they don't overmove. But they got good hands, a lot of them. And, you know, if you have good hands and you don't overmove, I mean, pucks are going to hit you. And then you got to defend well in front of them. And then they're not seeing a lot of grade A's. I mean, you got to pass, really, you got to shoot low on those guys because, again, you know, typically it's their footwork.
If you're shooting, you know, waist up, he's taken up already 80-90% of the net, right?
100%. And, you know, probably, you know, a good example of that, Schulze, would have been in the third period. In the second period. It was the third period. My fault. The third period when Louis came in and cut to, you know, he had a little partial breakaway to the outside, cut to the net, and the puck kind of got poke-checked and went to Yuri, and Yuri had kind of an open net, but it really wasn't. If you look, it wasn't an open net. I mean, Bassey's so darn big, he probably covered up two-thirds of the net, so Yuri really had to go upstairs, and it was a hard shot, and really a difficult shot, and that's because of his size.
You know, I didn't know how he got to the shot from Jakob, and on replay, it was a toe save. I mean, big leg. Can get to the post
big time, and it's just interesting. But he's a big goalie. He's playing well for him.
More with Coach Ceratori when we come back. Pregame continues here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Ceratori. A little logistics of this trip, Tom, with a day in between. You guys came down yesterday. I mean, that's kind of the way that home and homes are right now. Is you would have traveled that probably after the game on Friday, but how much of that is predicated on one of the few Olympic size sheets around yet?
Well, it wasn't at all. I mean, we did it because they wanted a New Year's Eve crowd. We talked about that. Brett and I talked about that about a year ago, and I actually brought it up. I go, "You want a New Year's Eve crowd? We've done very well. It was a great idea." And so that's kind of what it was. It wasn't necessarily the day off. It was more than just having the New Year's Eve crowd. And and obviously the game got moved to 4 because of the Viking game tonight about a month and a half ago.
Like I said, this is one of the few Olympic-sized rinks. How important was that pregame skate here this morning of just getting used to it because it's been a while since you've seen it.
Yeah, we didn't skate this morning with a 4 o'clock game. We didn't leave the hotel. We did a little stretch right there, and we had a practice yesterday for about 40 minutes. But other than that, rest was more important this morning.
What is the biggest difference in how the game needs to be played?
Well, you just got to stay inside. That's the biggest thing. Stay inside the dots. Stay on the defensive side of the man. And if you do that, a lot of times it's really hard to penetrate. Sometimes these games can be way more defensive on the big ice if you play to the inside more.
I had, initially thought that Olympic size ice, the game would be quicker because the fast guys have more room to move, but it's just the opposite. You've got more time and space. You've got more passing angles are going to be open just because there's more room. Is it more of a finesse game where passing is really, really that much more important?
Yeah, I think it is, Schultz. I mean, when you have more time and space, you're going to be able to make more plays.
What's the most difficult part on the penalty kill? Covering that much real estate still with just four guys?
Well, you still have to. You got to be you. You got to pressure at times. Your trigger's got to stay the same. And, the biggest thing is when the puck is to the perimeter, don't get caught chasing. Don't get caught chasing too much because, again, there's an extra 7.5 feet on each side.
How much of the World Juniors have you watched this week?
Bits and pieces. Not as much as you'd think, mostly since we've been back skating. I haven't watched as much. Here and there, I'm not going to lie to you, I watch, but I haven't fox-scoped. Like, I haven't seen the USA play since the Norway game, for example. And I watch a little bit here and a little bit there.
Kasper got into the score sheet right away with a penalty. Eric got a goal the other day against the Swiss. And again, who didn't in that game? But it's nice to see those guys that are not only playing but also being productive.
Yeah, and again, Eric got winning in Slovakia as well. I don't know if Kasper's going to play in the relegation game or not. They were going to make a determination. They had a hearing, I think it was today, if he's going to play in that relegation game on Thursday. So I don't even know where that's at. I'm sure it's out right now, but I haven't looked either. So, but it's really been fun keeping an eye on those guys. And I know we have guys on our team that have been texting them and even calling them. And it just makes things a lot more fun when you're vested in that tournament.
I didn't realize until I visited with Erie after the game on Friday that his brother's playing too. So still another tie.
Yeah, no question. They were really fox scoping that game this morning. The Swedes and the Finns were playing this morning, and the Finns won in a shootout. So big win for the Finns.
Best of luck today.
Thanks, Schultze.